final hour. Glad to have you on board, Dan and the Danettes. Busy first couple of hours here. Promises to be an entertaining final hour. He's the star of Two and a Half Men, inspirational speaker, pep talk to the UCLA baseball team. He's Charlie Sheen back on the show. Charlie, how are you?
Doing great, Dan. How are you?
Wait, let me hear that voice again.
Yeah, I sound like Demi Moore in her 80s. What's up with that? Jesus.
How'd you lose your voice?
Well, you know, I went back to work, and, you know, I was banging on the stage door. Hello? Where's everybody? And I don't know what happened. I guess they're closed.
They won't let you back in?
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just figured, you know, I'm supposed to go back to work because I'm ready.
Wait, and, you're on hiatus.
No, we're on forced hiatus. They said, you get ready, we'll get ready. And I got ready, I went back, nobody's there. I don't know what to tell you then, nobody's there.
Well, wait, how do they tell you? You're the star of Two and a Half Men. So do you? Who decides when you get to, you can't do One and a Half Men.
No, and that was clearly revealed when they had to bring me back this year, you know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just, I'm here and I'm ready. They're not, bring it, you know.
When are you scheduled to start shooting again?
I believe August of 2014 at this pace. I don't know. It's supposed to be like the 28th or the 29th. That's what it is. It's the 29th and a non-leap year.
How are you going to celebrate Valentine's Day?
I am celebrating it right now with you. Sorry, that got awkward and creepy like really fast.
No, how are you going to celebrate? Are you?
Yeah, no. Me and my girlfriend, who will remain nameless, because let's not turn her life upside down. She's like, thanks, Dan Patrick. I don't even watch baseball. Also, oh, quick shout out. The coach, Tony D, and Doc Mike in West Virginia. I can't explain any of that.
Okay. All right. So you got your shout out to those guys. And I did. How long did it take you to come up with that pep talk for the UCLA baseball team?
Dude, check it, right? So we finish, right? And I'm kind of in my head because, dude, I'm, you know, I can hit. I can hit a little bit, right? And I just hadn't hit in like 9 months, had an off day. It was a dead day in the park. It was like suddenly we were all hitting in the dead ball era, right? And so I'm finishing up and I'm walking off and Coach Savage is like, hey, Charles, can you run over and give the team a pep talk, right? And look, and there they all are. It wasn't like, no, Coach, I can't. There was no, you know, it wasn't like I had an option, right? So I got like 30 feet to come up with something brilliant. Not being known for my giver-esque pep talk, I thought, all right, man, let's just get down to the brass tacks, tell these kids what it's all about, make it quick, and then just run. And I just thought, then I, you know, I realized what props I was holding. You know, I had a bottle of chocolate milk. I had, you know, rumors that I've had problems with, I don't know, crack. And so it just came out of me like poetry, Dan, like poetry.
Now, let's reenact it. We're the Danettes of the UCLA baseball team, and we're anxiously waiting as you're going to help us as we start our careers with the UCLA Bruins.
I said, guys, thank God. He said, tell him congrats in the World Series last year. I wasn't watching a lot of that, you know, at the time. So I walked over and I said, hey, guys, congrats on the World Series last year. So he gave me my first line, which is good. Good place to start, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, people kind of know that, you know, I've been some problems lately and this and that. And I'm sort of notorious for, you know, surfacing, you know, going deep undercover, deep underground. So I said, stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially, Dan. If you can manage it socially, then go for it. But not a lot of people can, you know?
Did you think you could?
Sorry?
Did you think you could?
Yeah, but that kind of blew up in my face. An exploding crack pipe, Dan. Sorry.
But you're clean, though, now, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Pee and clean. I just said pee on your show. Sorry, man. You still with me? We just got cut off. FCC just bombed us.
No, pee's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you're clean. You're feeling better? I mean,
I feel great, man. I feel great. I feel great. I'm just here. I am here and ready. I'm actually hungry.
Is that something new?
A little bit, yeah, because you do something like this and, you know, you get into kind of, I don't want to say a redundant pattern, but it gets very sort of redundant. And you got to find things about it to kind of reignite the passion. The passion can always be there if you keep your if the pilot light is still burning, you know?
He's the star of Two and a Half Men on hiatus right now. Charlie Sheen back on the show. I heard the swing was pretty good.
It was okay. I wasn't loading properly. My footwork was in the toilet. I was stepping across, locking my hips. There was just a lot of stuff I couldn't quite figure out. Plus, now I'm hitting in front of all these superstars. I mean, guys I basically worship. Guys I study on ESPN and MLB, you know.
But yeah. How did you end up at the UCLA practice in the first place?
We've been hitting there for years. I made a nice donation to the team years ago, and they said anytime, and I took them up on it. And I'm a self-taught left-handed hitter, but not until I was an adult, you know.
What kind of donation did you give to the Bruins?
Like $10,000 for, you know, new uniforms or bats or something. It just seemed like everybody was focusing on football, and baseball is always like, ah, you guys can use all that old gear, you know.
Who did you go with to take BP?
Well, my girlfriend, Ricky C, Tony T, J.D. Walsh, and my brilliant pitching and hitting coach, Ken Medlock.
But Eric Davis and Milton Bradley and Coco Crisp, were they just there at practice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nick Swisher, Mike Stanton, Chase Utley. Yeah, no, it was just stupid. And then I thought, holy crap, man. I gotta hit in front of these guys. Haven't done that in a long time. It was just a ton of pressure, and I started. I felt as prepared and relaxed as if I were about to do a Shakespeare play on Broadway. Have you never done Shakespeare?
But I heard though aluminum bat though for you. I'm surprised.
Well, yeah, because dude, I'm an actor. Come on, I mean, I can go yard with wood, but it's not 30 rows deep, Dan. It's like wall scrapers and like first row.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that, but I think some of the guys were saying it was warning track power with an aluminum bat.
weight room, anyone? No, but dude, the bomb to center was raked, and it landed, you know, the guy caught it at the 400 mark, and I'm thinking, why couldn't I have pulled it, you know? But now I'm working with a strength coach. The best moment, I think my man Tony's got it on tape. I get one in, you know? Low and in, spin to win, turn, crush it, right? Dropped a bat. I'm watching. Bounces 10 feet in front of the wall.
Oh, you tried to go Reggie and pose?
Of course, I always do. But that ball, I swear to God, a few years ago, was halfway up the light tower. It's only a 10-foot light tower, but come on.
But you had, you know what? Did you hear Mitch Williams? He was, he was assessing your pitching skills in Major League.
Almost in an alternate universe, I was in a room in my house without a television when that was on.
Okay, here's Mitch Williams about a half hour ago on the show talking about your pitching performance in Major League.
Just to clarify all this, people thought that role was based on me. I got the nickname after the movie was released. Charlie, I absolutely loved the role he played in that. I thought it was hysterical, and the fact that the people drew comparisons between the two of us, that was fine. I had been called a whole lot worse things than wild things. So,
what did you think of Charlie's delivery?
Mechanically, he wasn't bad. I mean, he got under the ball a little bit, but I mean, he obviously had played the game before.
What do you think?
Wow, flattered, mad, you know, respect. Geez, thank you, Mitch. That's pretty cool. In fact, he and I've never met.
Yeah, that's what he said, and I thought, because he got the nickname Wild Thing because of you, and here is a left-handed pitcher, you being a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, exactly, but I mean, I was in the tunnel at Game 6 thinking, I'm going to meet this guy, and suddenly it wasn't a good idea. Call me crazy. Sorry, I'm such an ass. No, but I would love to meet him and just hang out, you know?
What'd you do on Super Bowl Sunday?
We had a little get-together here, just chilled. It was pretty mellow. We just watched the game, a bunch of knucklehead fans, and, you know, we're not gamblers, so when it was over, nobody was involved personally, you know?
Yeah, but your little get-togethers are different than my little get-togethers.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what yours look like.
Well, mine would be just wings and a keg of beer.
Right. I mean, but with friends, maybe? I don't know.
With the Danettes, with guys?
Yeah, good. Mine was that without the beer, because, you know, we are clean across the board right now.
You're Gatorade, aren't you?
Yeah, but G2. G2, right in the middle.
Sponsored now? Is chocolate milk or Gatorade going to sponsor you?
Let's put out a challenge right now. I mean, if I'm not a Got Milk campaign right now, stay away from the crack, drink chocolate milk, you know? Oh, wait, it's a black and white photo. And the chocolate milk might not translate. Shoot,
you lost the campaign. Yeah, you don't want, I think, milk across your lip there.
No, but if people know it's connected to this, then, you know, whatever fee they pay me goes to a charity. I mean, it could be just win-win-win.
Can you stick with us? I want to ask you some other baseball stuff, and you can be our baseball analyst here. You're our Peter Gammons.
Right on. Excellent.
Because here's the question for you. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
Are you more valuable to CBS than Albert Pujols is to the Cardinals? But save your answer for me.
Okay, right on.
All right, we'll come back. We'll continue with Charlie Sheen after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick. Catch my show from 9 until noon on Tampa Bay's college football and basketball leader, 1010 CBS Sports Radio.
We don't have much money in the budget, but if Charlie Sheen's willing to be our baseball analyst for the entire season, we'd love to have him. Charlie back with us, star of 2 and a Half Men on hiatus. During the commercial break, did you hear from any PR people, Charlie?
My cell actually exploded. It actually exploded, caught fire, put it out quickly. I think they were trying to get a hold of me, but thanks to AT&T, they couldn't. No, haven't heard yet, but I guarantee there's a firestorm coming, Dan.
Are there people holding their collective breaths here with this interview?
I hope so. Anytime I give an interview, they hold their breath. It's just, it should be me next time until I pass out. That was a bad joke, sorry.
But you want to go back to work.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a man of my word. I have a contract. They said, you know, get your act together, and I did, and now they just, I don't know, I just think maybe it was a timing thing. They didn't think it was going to happen this fast. But check it. It's like, you know, I heal really quickly, but I also unravel pretty quickly. So get me right now, guys. Get me right now.
Is there a morality clause in your contract?
Yeah, blah, blah, nitpick. I mean, I haven't read it, but I don't think it covers let us totally dominate and interfere with your personal life.
How long have you been sober?
I've been off. Well, I don't use sober anymore. I'm not in AA. I don't believe in that. You know, it's off and on. You know, it's been, I was sober for 5 years a long time ago and just bored out of my tree and decided, you know, this is inauthentic. It's not who I am. And like that, you know, I didn't drink for 12 years. And man, that first one, Dan, wow.
What did it feel like?
Our first hug. That is so wrong. What is wrong with my brain, Dan?
I know it's Valentine's Day.
That's what it is. No, I don't know. It's hard to say because then you got people arguing the disease model and the alcoholic model. And these guys sober 20 years. I'm an alcoholic. Bro, you haven't had a drink in 2 decades. What are you talking about? So, but you know what? This whole other segment, and we're only doing two. So
I can get into that if you want to do another segment.
Nah, because then it's like, then we got everybody on me.
All right.
Now I'm like really hiding out.
Who's more valuable, you to CBS,
right,
or Albert Pujols to the Cardinals?
Well, duh. No, I'm joking. I don't know, man. I mean, we're both, you know, we're on the talent side, and you know, when you got something, when you've got a commodity, when you become a commodity, it's sort of on a different level. I mean, just because I'm a humble guy and this and that, I would like to think, I'd like to believe that Albert is, you know. And it's, what's happening now, they're saying that they can't afford $300 for 10?
Yeah. Well, he's 31. He'll be 32. And
but who cares? Have you seen him hit lately, guys? Have you seen his numbers? Like DiMaggio, Williams, Mantle, Ruth, everybody can't touch him.
Yeah, but I can't give you 10 years at $30 million. And you're 32 now? These guys are, you know, it's now a 37-year-old acts like a 37-year-old on the baseball field. So
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah, but not by then. They'll be cloning, like, biceps and stuff, you know? But it's like, look at the name of his stadium. Albert, they're not broke. Trust me, bro. You might have grown up here, but they're not broke. They make something everybody drinks.
Bush.
Thank you. Incidentally, beer drunk's worse in the world.
Yeah?
At least you know what you're getting with a vodka drunk. Yeah, he's more linear. Beer drunk's just like falling out of the back of pickups and stuff, you know?
You've done your research.
Well, yes. Clearly, in the field.
He's Charlie Sheen, the star of 2 and a Half Men, joining us on the Dan Patrick Show. Memorabilia update. Last time I had you on,
yes,
you said you realized you had too much memorabilia when you opened up your sock drawer.
Right.
And you had a Ted Williams jersey in it.
No, not just a Ted Williams jersey. It was his 41 road jersey.
Which is worth how much?
I mean, I don't want, you know, this stuff's expensive. I paid $100,000 for it, right? I believe it went at auction, 15 years ago for $200, $250. I don't know today what it's worth.
Do you have any other, if I go into the house now.
Yes.
How long does it take before I see some memorabilia?
We got to go upstairs into my safe.
Oh, so
not into my safe.
Okay, so nothing's on display. I thought you were doing didn't you say you were going to do a card table, like a glass table, and put a jersey in that?
Never got around to it.
Okay. But you had said you might do that, just to be able to display it. I know you've been busy. You didn't have time to, you know, mess with your memorabilia there.
Plus, my woodworking skills are a little, dusty.
Any of your wives say anything about your memorabilia collection?
I mean, no, they were all excited by it. Not sure they totally understood the, you know, the essence of it, the lore behind it, the nature of its religious presence, you know.
But you didn't say, hey, would you dress up in the Ted Williams jersey for me or anything?
Well, they did. They were like, this thing is itchy, itchy, itchy. And I'm like, well, that's why we don't wear wool anymore. So wait a minute. But that was a turning point, that opening that drawer. But I still have the, not in my house, of course, but I still have the Ruth ring and the Ruth contract.
And those are in safety deposit boxes?
Yes. Can't remember the bank, but we'll find them.
But you put out a lot of, you then sold off a lot of it, right?
I did, yeah. And I was sort of broke at the time, so it's good that I had that stuff. But I just felt like I had to cycle it back into the hobby. I felt like a hoarder, you know?
Well, you know what? Because guys will buy things, and it's really mean something to us, but usually women will go, I don't get it. So that's why I was curious if you said, hey, look what I spent $100,000 on, hon.
Yeah, I think till the end of the known universe, that will stay intact.
Were you happy with Wall Street 2?
It was interesting. It was, I think they waited too long. Sorry. And had it been me and Michael, it would have been like, guys, enough. You guys did it already. It was fine, and let's not completely embarrass it, you know?
But you did a pitcher. You were, I think, a receiver in Lucas. Is there another sports role that you would like to play?
Wow. I mean, just based on my skating skills, I'm thinking Gordie Howe. I don't know. No, I would love to do another baseball film.
And what role would you play?
Oh, you said besides baseball. Sorry.
No.
I just went right back to baseball.
No, but what role would you play? What movie? Would it be a remake, or what would you do?
Wow. No, I think we'd do something original.
Like?
Something original. I got to tell you, man, and I hope I'm not blowing this cover. Todd Zeal rolled in the other day. He's a buddy of mine. Do we have time for me to tell you how I met him?
Yeah.
In the tunnel at Dodger Stadium, half in the bag, trying to get to my seat, being led by a security guy, right? And now I'm, like, lost. Now it's like, now we're in the catacombs of Chavez, right? And there's a player down at the very end. And I'm coming up on him, and I'm like, that's Todd Zeal. And he's in the hole, so he's third up, right? And so, he's warming up. I walk right up to him, shake his hand. I'm like, hey, Todd. Charlie says, hey, Charlie, nice to meet you. I then walk to the concession stand, which is about, 30 feet away. I step up. I look up at the television. He steps into the box. Keep in mind, he's still got a full blast of magic in his hand from me, right? First pitch swinging because he's freezing, right? Gets a cookie in or some sinker that stays flat and just crushes it, right? Like back of the bullpen. And I just thought, that can never happen again. So at the risk of sounding a little bit whatever, he and I are cosmically bonded forever.
But, okay, he's getting ready to bat. You walk up to him.
Yes.
And you said you were half in the bag.
Well, yeah, I'm at a baseball game.
Okay. And so you give him a handshake.
Yes. And it was like literally a 4-second moment because I don't like to bother people at work, Dan, even though I'm like all over you right now. But I'm like, this is this man's job. And I can relate to it because people come to the set and they're like, this is so fun. And I'm like, really? Trade. So I want to get away from him quickly. As I'm leaving, I'm thinking, he must think I'm a turd, right, Mr. Like, in a hurry guy. So, but just respect. The thing about it is the last thing he touched before he touched that ball was my magic hand.
if you could go one stadium, have you been to all the stadiums that you want to go to?
Well, I had a plan to do that, and then they changed them all. And I'm like, thanks, guys. Now I'm down to, like, I think I've been to 10 before I'd been to, like, 20.
Is there one you want to go to more than any other one?
Yankee Stadium.
You haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium?
Dude, I'm see what happened last time I was in New York? Come on, man.
Well, that don't stay at the Plaza.
Clearly. No, it...
You know what? How about this?
How about
you stay at my house?
Down. Done. Done. On the radio, on all five of my children, done. Now, what kind of a place have I agreed to stay at?
It's a nice place. You know what? With my children, it's a very quiet place. No paparazzi.
Awesome. I love it.
And then,
I'm flattered, honored, and I will work on another pep talk for your children.
I don't think the don't do crack, drink chocolate milk is going to work with
Dan,
my kids.
Dan,
Charlie.
Come on, man. Situation dictates, right? Come on. What about don't do smack? No, too much?
No. Don't do that either.
Sorry.
Don't do that either.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm like, you know, all over the place. But Pujols, right? I'll cover half the 300. Don't worry. I'll find it if they let me play for them. And then trade me to the Reds. And then the Yankees for the World Series.
Are you still a Reds fan?
Oh, yeah. And it was so cool when I walked up. And there's Eric Davis looking like he could still play. And I got a Reds hat on. And I tell my girlfriend, I said, sweetie, this man right here single-handedly broke the spirit of the Oakland A's in 1990, game 1.
Yeah, that one hurt. That got swept.
Sorry, Dave Stewart, but that was a cookie on a tee. I mean, yeah, it was 98 miles an hour, and my man just said crush. But I think it just let them know that it just wasn't going to be like the 60-1 whitewashing they were expecting.
Last time you cried during a game?
Oof.
You get that emotional?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No, I don't always cry in defeat because I'm like, then, you know, I'm going to run into the phone and call my bookie. But I cry for moments of pure heroism on those fields of dreams, you know? Did you just get a little teary when I said that? That was kind of deep.
Try it again with a little bit more feeling.
I can't remember the line.
I gave you a do-over, though, great baseball player, great actor.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Man, great baseball player. But here's the problem. I'm 45 now. You know, all the girls say I look 35. But I'd have been retired by now.
Who are those girls that say you look 35?
Oh, just, you know, nearsighted beauties.
Isn't that the problem? You're listening to them telling you that you look 35.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I thought you and I were just talking, and then I realized, dude, you're on the radio. we got to hang out in person, man. This is like, I mean, you're getting like the G-rated version. I got stories that, you know, I think would change the way you look at the world, you know?
Okay, but do I
okay,
need...
But, like,
do I need
up.
Charlie, do I need insurance? I mean, let's say I come out to your place in Beverly.
Sherman Oaks, yeah, Beverly Hills. Where the hell do I live?
Where do you live?
I live between Sherman Oaks and Beverly Hills.
Okay, so yeah. if I show up,
right,
not unannounced, but if I show up,
right,
what kind of night, what kind of day and night can I expect?
Wow, gosh, I mean, here's the good news right now. You know, I'm just enjoying every moment, and I think you and I together, we would just enjoy every moment, no matter what's going on.
But are we going to, you know, fly kites? Or are we going to go to the beach? Or are we going to go to the Ivy? Are we going to do wings and I'll do beer and you do Gatorade?
You were 0-for-3 until that one. We'll just sail across the winds of the universe, my man. I don't even know what that means. No, we'll hang out. You'll meet. You'll see people roll through here, and you'll be like, you know that guy? And we'll just take it moment by moment.
Okay, who would I be surprised with? Late night at your house, if I'm just sitting there on the crushed velvet chairs.
How about that, man?
You got to change it. You got to change the crushed velvet, though.
I promised they were in when I bought them.
You got to recover those, Charlie.
That's what we'll do.
Well, all right.
Dan.
That's going to be awesome.
Best party ever.
Woo-hoo! Okay, who would I be surprised late night rolling through your house right now? The new Charlie Sheen.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I just hate breaking people's, like, anonymity here.
Okay, well, then you don't have to do that.
Well, all right. Todd Zeal was here recently. Alex Jones was here recently. Lenny Dykstra was here recently. There's a few others, you know, but I just...
Lenny was there?
Yeah, man. One of my favorite people.
Yeah. He makes you look boring, you know that?
Yeah, exactly. He's a pure genius. He's a pure genius. That man could play the game.
All right. If you would like to be... have you been to spring training?
No, I haven't. I know, it sounds blasphemous. I just haven't. I don't know, man, because for me, it's not like just sitting there and hanging out. It brings with it a whole...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a whole other McGillin. I think I'm going to go this year. I'm going to take Nick Swisher up on his offer.
No, you got to go.
Eric Davis up on his offer. Yeah, I know.
But if you're in that environment, it makes you want to party.
God, no. It makes me want to worship baseball.
Oh, I thought it made you want to party.
Oh, God, no. No, nothing. I mean, the only thing that makes me want to party is when my brain says, it's on. It's not about, like, really what's going on. It's about what's going on in me, you know?
When does that happen, though?
Wow, usually at the wrong time.
But you have triggers that there has to be something that you go, uh-oh.
Yeah, it tends to do with boredom. It tends to do with, it's never been about everybody else is drinking. I should, too. It's about wanting to make things better, whether that's real or imagined. That's what it's about, Dan.
You getting a lot of advice from people?
Yeah, most of it's really lame, too.
Best piece of advice you've gotten since you stopped partying?
Stay like this. Right? I mean, just keep it simple and stay like this. And, today I'll stay like this.
All right.
I'm having a ball, then. I am, as I told those kids. I'm enjoying every moment, man.
All right, well, good luck with that, and we will hang out.
Awesome, and you'll be here, and I'm coming in. I'm on your couch.
You can... No, I got a guest bedroom.
Oh, I didn't want to assume anything, man.
No. I'll do that. You tell me what you want to eat. We'll make sure we have that.
Okay, I'm a vegan, you know that. I couldn't even keep a straight face. Sorry, dude.
Are you a vegan?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Can you imagine if you tried to add that to my freaking resume? People would be like, I didn't know that, raw steak was on a vegan diet, bro.
All right, well, you know what? Stay out of the news, can you?
Well, I mean, unless it's moments like this. You're a rock star, man. All BS aside, you're just the best in the biz, and it's always an honor to talk to you. And I got to come in studio.
We will have you come in studio. You'll co-host. You get some of the guests you want on.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow, see, I forget that I can do these things.
You tell me when you want to do it. I'll just assist you. I'll let you do it. And then you have the guests you want to have on. You want to have Dykstra or Swisher or any of those people?
Well, yeah, but I want Swisher, and I haven't even told him this. They want to do, like, the big interview, like, what was it like? Like, I don't remember.
Who wants to do that?
Well, all the networks and this and that. They want to, like, the big Charlie Sheen story. Who is this guy? And at the end of it, they'll be able to answer that question less. I want Nick Swisher to interview me in the Yankee dugout for the big interview. There, I put it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Swisher capable of doing it?
Based on meeting him, let me say this. Like... the best dude alive, it would be epic. I think I just issued a challenge.
You know what I'll do? I'll be the middleman. I'll set it up.
Oh, you can be the color man. Awesome.
I'll set it up. But the offer stands. If you would like to come in studio, we'd love to do it.
Done.
And we'll cross paths, I promise.
I love it.
Charlie, thanks. It's great to talk to you again.
Always, Dan. Thank you, sir.
All right. Charlie Sheen, 2.5 Men on hiatus, our newest baseball analyst. We'll come back and make sense of what just happened there. This is the Dan Patrick Show.